Bethlehem returned to the rhythms of Christmas, as scouts marched beneath a clear blue sky and families filled Manger Square for the first full festive season in more than 2 years. The celebrations marked a cautious revival for the biblical city after Christmases subdued by the Gaza War that began in October 2023. Drums and bagpipes echoed through narrow streets as Christian residents and visitors gathered near the Church of the Nativity. Scouts paraded along Star Street, while children waved flags and families paused for photographs beside a nativity scene framed by a giant star. As evening fell, colored lights illuminated the square and a towering Christmas tree shimmered beside the ancient basilica. For many in Bethlehem, the return of public festivities carried deep meaning. The city had deliberately scaled back celebrations while fighting raged in Gaza, where hundreds of thousands continue to endure winter conditions in makeshift shelters. A fragile truce, however, allowed the municipality to restore Christmas traditions that residents see as vital to the city's spirit and economy. A city seeking light, local leaders described this Christmas as a turning point after years marked by uncertainty and loss. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Cardinal Pierbattista Pizzaballa, led midnight mass at the Church of the Nativity, calling for a season filled with light after a long period of darkness. Having visited Gaza days earlier, he spoke of widespread devastation there, but also of resilience and a determination to endure. Bethlehem's residents hope the renewed celebrations will help revive daily life and send a message beyond the city's walls. Shopkeepers reopened stalls, vendors sold sweets and toys, and Santa-clad sellers mingled with crowds, offering a scene many feared would not return so soon. Pope's first Christmas Mass. At the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV celebrated his first Christmas Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. Elected in May following the death of Pope Francis, the American pontiff focused his homily on faith, charity, and hope, while criticizing an economic order that reduces people to commodities. He had earlier appealed for 24 hours of peace around the world, though his sermon avoided direct references to ongoing conflicts. Across continents, families gathered to mark Christmas Eve, and children waited eagerly for the arrival of gifts. Online, flight tracking platforms revived their annual Santa trackers, charting a festive journey from the North Pole across the globe. Celebrations elsewhere, caution at home. In Damascus, Christmas lights brightened the old city despite fears within Syria's Christian community following a deadly shooting and suicide bombing earlier this year. Decorations adorned streets and shopfronts, and vendors sold warm chestnuts as residents spoke of hope for a better future. In Australia, the mood was more restrained. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese acknowledged that Christmas felt different this year after a recent attack on a Hanukkah celebration at Sydney's Bondi Beach, urging unity and reflection in the face of violence. For Bethlehem, however, the sound of carols and the glow of lights signaled something many had missed deeply: a sense of normality, and a belief that even after years of conflict, the city could once again celebrate the season that defines it.